Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible said that when he was baptized in the River Jordan, he came up out of the water praying, said he was praying when that was going on, that the Spirit came on him in a bodily shape and form as a dove, and he was anointed with the Spirit, and immediately you begin to see mighty works happen in his life. They didn't happen prior to that. If he's operating as God, the anointer doesn't need to be anointed. Y'all with me, friends? But since he did, like Philippians talks about, he emptied himself. He laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. Well, then he'd have to be anointed for these kind of things to happen. And so Jesus is giving us an example of how to live, how to function. He's doing this as a man. Somebody said out loud,
I can pray
like Jesus prayed.
Can
you?
Yes.
You know what else you can do? You can hear from the Father like Jesus heard from the Father. This is big. You believe this is big?
Yes.
This is big. I can pray like Jesus prayed, if I will, and I can hear from heaven. I can hear from the Father. Like Jesus did. Thank you. Not just praying for no reason, but praying and getting response and getting results. He's not just out there being religious, is he? He's communing with the Father. We're going to see that more clearly here in just a moment. He's getting direction for what to do that day and what to do beyond that. He's getting direction. But we got to take time and pull apart, shut off everything. Matthew 5, well, let me just stop right here. You'll notice, and it's been that way with me, and I've heard a lot of other people say the same thing. A lot of times I'll get things early in the morning before I'm really fully awake. And what you see is that it's God's opportune time to communicate with us before our head fully kicks in gear. Because God is a spirit, not a head, not just a mind. And so he endeavors to communicate with our spirit, and your head can be so noisy and your body can be so noisy that it overpowers and drowns out what you should be getting in your spirit. How many remember Proverbs 3 talks about trust the Lord with all your heart and what?
Lean not
to your understanding. We're to use our minds. We're to use our understanding, but we're not to let it lead us.
Amen.
When it comes time to make the decision, we don't base the decision on analysis, on logic, on reason, on statistics, on any of that you might get out of your head. We are led by the Spirit of God.
Amazing.
On the inside of us. Often that will be contrary to the info you have at the moment. But the one who knows everything lives inside you, and the one who knows the future lives inside you, and if we're wise, we'll trust him and follow him. But can you see what an advantage it would be, how much it would give place to him if we take times out of our day and our night where we don't have anything else going on and we're communing with him, and you do it enough till you get your mind quiet. Can you see how we'd be hearing more?
Amen.
We'd be getting more. We'd be operating like Jesus did. That appeal to anybody?
Yes.
Go with me to Matthew. Actually, I tell you what, instead of doing that, just go to Luke for time's sake. This is recorded in both of these places in Luke 6, verse 12. Luke 6, 12. Did Jesus pray? Did he pray a lot? Say it out loud. If Jesus needed to pray, I need to pray. You need to pray. If he needed to pray, we need to pray. It came to pass, Luke 6, 12, in those days that he, Jesus, went out into a mountain to do what? To pray. And on this occasion, what did he do? He continued all night in prayer to God. Now, they had no electricity back then. And so, you know, they're not sitting up till midnight watching the TV. And when it got dark, you know, you can light a candle or an oil lantern or something, and you can do a few things. But most people, not too long after dark, probably made their way to bed. And then so they also got up early, probably about daylight. And so Jesus went out to pray, and he continued praying. So it probably was early, you know, when he started. This is hours, without question. Hours that he's out there praying. Isn't he the Son of God?
Yes.
This is not a trick question.
Yes.
Isn't he the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
Why did he need to pray for hours? We've already said he's functioning as a man.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jesus has no, he's not praying over the sin in his life. There's none. He's not trying to pray through and get right with the Father. And yet he's praying for hours. You know, maybe 8 hours here. Maybe more. All night long, he's praying. Why? About what? Why would Jesus need to pray for 8 hours? We're about to see some things. Don't give up. Remember what he said, pray and don't quit.
Right.
Don't faint. Why? Why would he need to? It's not because you have to beg God to answer you. And obviously Jesus is not dull and slow. He's not hindered by sin, by anything wrong in his heart. Why would he need to keep praying like this for this length of time? Because of where we are. We're on the earth that is fallen and cursed and dark. And the scripture said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. What's the issue? The enemy will try to obscure, will try to hinder, is a word you see used. Paul himself said in one of the epistles, he said, I would have come to you more than once, but Satan hindered us. Did you hear that? Is Paul a strong man of faith? Some people today would have said, well, why'd you let the devil hinder you, boy? That just means you don't know what you're talking about. Notice what he didn't say. He didn't say he stopped him. Right?
Yeah.
Didn't say he stopped him. And if we won't give up and quit, which is why the Lord said you ought always to pray and don't quit.
That's right.
Somebody say, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. If you pray for an hour and you don't get what you're looking for, help me out. Help me out. Don't quit. If you pray for 3 hours, but you don't have what you're looking for, help me out. Come on. What you do is don't quit. You don't quit. What if I prayed quite a bit yesterday and I still am not clear on it? What do? You pray today.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Can you begin to see this pray and don't stop? Pray without ceasing. Pray always with all kinds of prayer. Why? It's not that God is saying, you know, I'm going to wait a while. I want to see how long they'll go. No. He's a good father. What's going on? It's because of this sin-filled, curse-filled, death-filled, devil-filled place we live. Now, we're born here, and this is all we know. We think it's pretty good. And even in its fallen state, it's amazing to see the beauty that remains. But it's cursed. It's fallen. If we could see it before it fell, wow, we'd know the difference. And one of these days, and it won't be too long, one of these days, there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. Have you read in the book of Revelation, wherein is no curse? We've never been in a place like that. We've never been in a place like that. It is going to be some kind of wonderful. No curse, no pain, no sorrow, no crying, no dying. I'm quoting scripture from Revelation. Do you believe this or not, Christians?
Yes.
Do we live in a place like that now?
No.
No, we don't. It's a dark place. It's a curse-filled place. And that's why you don't have to be overly sad when it's come time to go. You're like, hey, I'm blowing this popsicle stand. I'm out of here, man. But don't leave early. You got a job to do. We're even told to endure hardness as good soldiers. We need to be willing to put up with some stuff to get our job done. And part of that involves praying and keep on praying. Much as it takes, long as it takes. I want you to see something that was going on with that. I'm not saying this is the only thing was happening here, but let's read it again and read the very next verse. He said in verse 12, I believe it was, it came to pass in those days, Jesus went out to a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And look what he did that morning, just minutes or hours later. And when it was day, he called to him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Reckon there's any connection between him praying all night and knowing which ones to pick for the 12. Oh, come on, can you see this? Is this important?
Yes, it is.
Is it important that we get them right 12 out of 12?
Yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.